Child, a wildly popular author of the Jack Reacher series, was born in 1954 in Coventry, England. He spent his formative years in nearby Birmingham. After law school and part-time work in the theater, Lee joined Granada Television in Manchester. He worked there for 18 years, contributing to such hits as Brideshead Revisited and The Jewel in the Crown. Lee was fired in 1995 at the age of 40, a result of corporate restructuring. Always a voracious reader, he did some mid-career redirection and wrote his first book, The Killing Floor, the first in the Jack Reacher series. The rest is literary history. Child has written 17 Reacher books, which have sold 40 million copies worldwide. The latest Reacher installment is A Wanted Man, and of course, there's the new movie, actually based on book 9 of the series. Lee now lives in Manhattan and in the south of France. Welcome, Lee. We're thrilled to have you as our guest on the Book Report.
Thank you. It's great to be there.
First, Lee Child is a pen name of yours. Is it an homage to a beloved literary character or a person in your life?
No, it was just a sort of family joke, ultimately. It was a sort of catchphrase we had for various things in our little family, and so I decided to use it.
And how did you select the name Reacher? Is it because he was always striving to right wrongs?
Well, that's kind of what people think, but it's a lot more prosaic than that, actually. I was struggling for a name, and I was out at the grocery store one day with my wife, and I'm a tall guy, and every time I go to the store, a little old lady asks me to reach her a can from a high shelf. And my wife said, you know what, if the book doesn't work out, you could be a reacher in a supermarket. I thought, wow, that's a pretty good name.
Wow, that's unexpected. Now, the movie Jack Reacher is based on book 9 in the series. How did you and the filmmakers decide upon that story?
Well, it was the beginning of that story that really swayed them, because that story is different than some of the others in that Reacher does not show up immediately on page 1. I think in the book it's maybe 40 pages before he shows up, and the other characters have been searching for him. So we've had time for him to be introduced and explained and described by other people, so that by the time he does show up, we're ready for the story to start. And so they liked that structure. They thought it was a good kind of mythic beginning for the character, and it got all the who is this guy stuff out of the way before he shows up, and then we can get straight into the action. So it was just that decision, and the rest of the book holds up really well. You know, it's a good, solid plot and plenty of action and incident and good characters and so on. And so I backed the choice completely. I thought it was a great place to start.
Were you involved in the film at all?
Yeah, I was very involved, not on any kind of official level, because I believe that nothing can be done by committee. I didn't want them thinking I was watching over their shoulder, and I didn't want them to be worrying about my reaction. So at the beginning, I just said, guys, this is your movie, you do it, don't worry about me. And that, I think, liberated them, it made them relax, and so we got this great product. But along the way, they're friendly, they're generous, they're inclusive people, we had a lot of fun, they would invite me down there, I would hang out with them a lot, and I saw a lot of it being done. And it was a great experience, a lot of fun, and a sort of different kind of year for me from normal.
And I understand you have a cameo in the film.
Yeah, you know, that was the sort of way they think. They wanted me to be part of it, and there was this role that is a tiny little thing, you know, blink and you'll miss me, but it was symbolic in their eyes in terms of the story. It was almost like me passing the torch to Tom Cruise for the duration of the movie. And they wanted me to do it, and I was very happy to comply.
Sadly, were you involved with the decision to delay the premiere in deference to the tragedy at Sandy Hook?
Yeah, well, you know, that was just a completely human decision. I don't think there was anything, you know, corporate thinking about it. We all just felt nobody wants to go and party today. You know, we just didn't feel like it. And if we had gone and forced ourselves, then I don't think anybody would have shown up anyway, because nobody really felt in the mood for it that day. So it was purely just a human reaction, and I think it was the right one.
All right. Those of us devoted to your books know that Reacher is 6'5" and 220 pounds, which doesn't exactly describe Tom Cruise. How did you react when you knew he was going to be cast in the role?
Well, you know, no actor really is of those dimensions. You know, 6'5", 220, 230, whatever it is, there are no actors of that size. So I knew, you know, from the very beginning in principle that if we ever did have a movie, we were not going to get a physical reflection of Reacher because that is not available. So then it became really important to have an actor good enough to get the inside of Reacher up on the screen, his quiet nature, his stoicism, his watchfulness, the strong silent aspect of Reacher. We needed somebody to get that vibe up on the screen, which was a challenge because it's not easy playing a kind of quiet guy. And so we wanted the best actor we could find. And to me, that is Tom Cruise. I mean, Tom Cruise is a movie star, of course, but that's only because he's a really good actor. Mm. And I wasn't interested in Tom Cruise, the movie star. I wanted Tom Cruise, the actor. And that's who showed up. And he worked incredibly hard. He worked incredibly intelligently. And in my opinion, he nails the role. And I think the people that see the movie will agree. You know, that is Reacher. He really pulls it off.
Well, okay, I have a girl question to ask. Why does Reacher seem incapable of a long-term relationship? Is there some core sadness that makes it impossible for him to find love?
I think there's a core sort of loneliness or a conflict all the time between he enjoys the solitude, but he's worried about being lonely. And, of course, the catch-22 for Reacher is that he likes smart women. And the smarter the woman, the more aware she is that this is just not going to work. You know, it's a great thing for a couple of days, but if you're smart enough, you see the future and you think, this is not a long-term guy. So it's not solely Reacher's decision. Unfortunately, you know, the women have a say in it too, and they are saying, you know, I can't see a future with this guy. And so, yeah, he's just condemned to wander by himself. And I think that does give him a kind of sadness.
Have you ever come to sit down with a new Reacher book and not have that kernel of an idea?
No, there's ideas everywhere, you know. It's exactly the opposite problem. It's not that it's difficult to get ideas. It's difficult to choose between the 100 ideas that would make a great book. And specifically, you know, a book's more than one idea. You need 2 or 3 ideas that kind of collide and combine. And so it's the selection of the ideas that's the difficult part.
Mm. With the reemergence of compelling TV dramas like The Sopranos and Homeland, do you ever see yourself getting back into TV?
Yeah, well, I you know, never say never. And I am right now, actually, with my daughter. We are writing a TV pilot for somebody. And I'm really enjoying that, partly because it's a different discipline and also partly because working with my daughter is a lot of fun.
Hmm. And are you involved with the production of the audiobooks? For example, do you give Dick Hill directions?
Well, Dick's a friend of mine by now. You know, we've been doing this together, all 17 books, and he gets the book and he always emails me with his opinion, and if he's got any questions, he will ask them, you know, typically about pronunciation of words and so on. But again, just like with the movie, I believe in if you've got a great person, just let them do the job. Don't watch over their shoulder.
Hmm. Tell us a little about the newest Reacher title, A Wanted Man.
Yeah, that came out in September, and that is a pure what-if book. Reacher was in the middle of nowhere. It was midnight in Nebraska in the winter, so he was trying to hitchhike east, and he gets into a car. And then I thought, well, what if the people in the car, what if there's something wrong with them? And so within about 30 minutes, Reacher realizes that they're all lying to him. They are not who they say they are. And he's locked into this car doing 80 miles an hour on the interstate. What is he going to do about it? And then there's a police roadblock up ahead. You know, things just get worse and worse. And that's how I write, and that's how the story unfolds.
You know, a lot of the Reacher locations are in very remote, desolate locales. Do you visit the settings for the books?
I do. I mean, I do it in kind of reverse order. I will have been there for some other reason or no reason at all, just hanging out. And then if it makes a good impression on me in terms of interesting landscape and secrets and so on, then it will crop up in a book in the future. You know, as a European person, that's one of the things that just fascinates me about this continent. It's so gigantic and it's so, in parts, it's so crowded and in parts, it's so empty. Some places you can drive for hours and never see another person. Some days, you know, here in New York, you can't walk a yard without bumping into another person. The variety is endless.
Are there already conversations for the next movie?
Well, but, you know, very anxious to see how this one does. Everything is, they don't want to jinx it by talking about future installments. But it's clear that if this one works, then there would be my opinion, if Jack Reacher as a movie is very urban, it was shot in Pittsburgh, it has an urban, gritty feel, so logically the next one maybe should be one of those remote, empty, desolate movies, and there are several books that they could choose from.
It's a real thrill to speak with you. I'm a Reacher fanatic, as millions are, so thanks so much for joining us today.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye-bye.